Planck attended the most renowned secondary school in Munich, the Maximilian Gymnasium. Always near the top of his class, but never first, he excelled through hard work and self-discipline. These were just the qualities demanded by an educational system with a curriculum founded on the retention of enormous quantities of factual knowledge through rote learning. A school report noted that, despite all his childishness, Planck at 10 already possessed a very clear, logical mind and promised to be something right. By the time he was 16, it was not Munich's famous taverns, but its opera houses and concert halls that attracted the young Planck. A talented pianist, he toyed with the idea of pursuing a career as a professional musician. Unsure, he sought advice and was bluntly told, "If you have to ask, you'd better study something else." In October 1874, aged 16, Planck enrolled at Munich University and opted to study physics because of a burgeoning desire to understand the workings of nature. In contrast to the near militaristic regime of the gymnasiums, German universities allowed their students almost total freedom. With hardly any academic supervision and no fixed requirements, it was a system that enabled students to move from one university to another, taking courses as they pleased. Sooner or later, those wishing to pursue an academic career took the courses by the preeminent professors at the most prestigious universities. After 3 years at Munich, where he was told, "It is hardly worth entering physics anymore because there was nothing important left to discover," Planck moved to the leading university in the German-speaking world, Berlin. With the creation of a unified Germany in the wake of the Prussian-led victory over France in the War of 1870 to 1871, Berlin became the capital of a mighty new European nation. Situated at the confluence of the Havel and the Spree rivers, French war reparations allowed its rapid redevelopment as it sought to make itself the equal of London and Paris. A population of 865,000 in 1871 swelled to nearly 2 million by 1900, making Berlin the third largest city in Europe. Among the new arrivals were Jews fleeing persecution in Eastern Europe, especially the pogroms in Tsarist Russia. Inevitably, the cost of housing and living soared, leaving many homeless and destitute. Manufacturers of cardboard boxes advertised good and cheap boxes for habitation as shantytowns sprung up in parts of the city. Despite the bleak reality that many found on arriving in Berlin, Germany was entering a period of unprecedented industrial growth, technological progress, and economic prosperity. Driven largely by the abolition of internal tariffs after unification and French war compensation, by the outbreak of the First World War, Germany's industrial output and economic power would be second only to the United States. By then, it was producing over two-thirds of continental Europe's steel, half its coal, and was generating more electricity than Britain, France, and Italy combined. Even the recession and anxiety that affected Europe after the stock market crash of 1873 only slowed the pace of German development for a few years.